From Rockford, Illinois, our very own congressman of the 16th Congressional District, Don Manzullo. Don, good morning.
How are you this morning, Doug?
Just super good to talk to you, my friend. By the way, Joe Marino says, God bless you and good morning. I want you to know that before he left here this morning, he wanted you to know that.
He would die for my brother's spaghetti recipe.
Well, we were talking about that off the air, and we miss the spaghetti. We miss them as people. We miss a lot, but life does go on, but their memory lingers on with all of us, and with the Manzullo family in New Milford, etc. That's a wonderful part of my life and everybody's life.
Well, Joe's a great American. What he's done to this city is, well, it's exemplified in that great statue.
Well, we talked about that a little bit, but he was humbled by that. But it's a guy who's 84 years old and still quite active with Project First Rate and with the 4th of July. And, of course, this year he told me once again, this is his last year. But he says that every year, right?
Been there for 30 years.
Yeah. Anyway, Don Manzullo, our congressman. I can't start off an interview with Don Manzullo without talking about this Trump and the birther issue. He took that front and center, and now the president has relented. I don't know if he read polls or whatever. Give me your take on the president showing the birth certificate, and does this end the birther argument?
Well, Doug, the mystery is, why did it take 2.5 years?
Yeah.
You know, I don't care which view you have of this thing. If you believe he was born here or believe he was not born here, people have been asking for the long form, and if he had released that immediately, that would have put it to rest.
The funny thing is, Don, Democrats, including Mrs. Clinton, wanted it released.
Well, yeah, because they saw that there may be a possibility, or might have been a possibility, that he wasn't born in the United States. The big problem is this. In fact, I even talked to a Supreme Court justice on this. All the lawsuits were thrown out at the insistence of the Obama administration based upon lack of the person bringing the lawsuit to have what's called legal standing to bring a lawsuit. And this infuriated Americans because the Constitution specifically provides that the President of the United States has to be a native-born citizen, and as people brought lawsuits, instead of the president simply saying, okay, here it is, this is the long form, he defended lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit.
Yeah.
And when you defend lawsuits like that, and you do everything you can to keep from turning up the long form document, I mean, that, you know, it's one question after the other. You know, why did he do that? I mean, why not just say, you know, let's end this thing, guys. Here's the long form. Hawaii. Instead, you know, we have all this time that has been spent on it. And then he comes on the air and says, well, this is a distraction. Well, who made it a distraction?
Exactly.
And again, you know, once an issue is there, I don't think it's fair for some people to say, well, that's not a valid issue. This is a valid issue. An issue is an issue, and the issues have to be resolved. And so I'm very perplexed. I guess I have more questions than before, not as to where he was born, but as to why it took so long to do this and why the secrecy involved.
And, of course, now there are other questions going to be brought up about his education. Did he really have bad grades? How did he get into Harvard? All that's going to come up, too.
I want to talk about my grades.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, the other question I have for you.
Stop this somewhere. I mean, Doug, the nation is $14-plus trillion in debt.
Yeah.
I mean, things are a lot worse out there than economically than a lot of people. Well, that's not fair because we have high unemployment. Everybody knows either you're employed, unemployed, or somebody else is unemployed, and we know the human suffering going on.
Before I get to the Libyan policy and gasoline prices, I want to ask you about the president. It's too early for a Don Manzullo or a Doug McDuff or anybody to say who they're going to vote for in 2012 if they're a Republican. But Donald Trump, do you think this has helped or hurt his possible campaign?
I don't know. I mean, he's run as a Democrat. He's run as a Republican. I don't know how much substance there is. he talks about companies, and he's had so many companies running, companies that have failed and gone bankrupt. And I mean, he's, you know, I think the reason he's out ahead of the polls is because he has probably the most name recognition.
Of course. He's bought a lot of publicity along the way here. But, you know, about a year, Iowa, New Hampshire, the big races start. The GOP field is not set. Who's your early line favorite?
Well, I like Chris Christie. Doug, it's time for an overweight president. Sorry, these guys that are thin.
Yeah, me too. I want a double chin in the White House.
You know, I mean, I've been following Chris Christie, yeah. Of course, the governor of New Jersey, and a very colorful individual, very smart individual, and he gave a speech in Washington, about 3 weeks ago that was nothing less than riveting.
Well, I like Mitch Daniels, too. I think he's a...
Daniels is good. He's got a great background.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, bring people up to date on news, weather, and sports. More comments from our Congressman Don Manzullo, 16th Congressional District, in town. We'll tell you why he's in town and all that. Coming up after the news break here on WNTA Rockford from Studio One Communications Center downtown. Happy to have Don Manzullo, our 16th Congressional District Representative, doing a job for all of us in Washington, D.C. He's in Rockford today, but I've got some callers been waiting for you. Let's start with Jim. You're talking to Don Manzullo.
Yes, thank you for accepting my call. I have a question to ask you, Don. Is any progress being made with that bill regarding...
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you get closer to the phone?
Okay, how do you read me now?
Go ahead. I can still, it's still low, but go ahead.
I was wondering if any progress has been made regarding that bill, the Social Security, where the government takes two-thirds of your Social Security away. You know, if you're on pension.
I don't know. Oh, you're talking about offsets.
Yeah, that offset.
Yeah. No, that's gone nowhere because of the cost involved in it. The issue there is there are people, Doug, that have paid into both Social Security and into some government retirement plans. I mean, they paid huge amounts of money. And instead of being entitled to both because they earned both of these things through a lot of work, in fact, if you're a teacher in Illinois, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, you get dinged two-thirds of your Social Security benefits, and that's called a pension offset. We've been trying to end that thing for years because, to me, it discriminates against people that have fully paid into these pensions.
So, in other words, there's no progress as of today, Jim.
No, there's no progress because there's a cost on it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Let's go to EJ, our next caller for Don Manzullo.
Thank you. Good morning. Say, Don... can we make these Congressional Research Service reports available for public viewing over the Internet? And I want to expand on this.
A lot of them are.
Well, I don't know that to be a fact, and I appreciate your office responding to our request. They've sent us three reports. They had to print them, package them, send them at taxpayers' expense. We got the report on the matricular consular card that is ripe for fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Report on the foreign investors' visas that is ripe for fraud. We got the report on the Head Start program having a 40-year history of failure.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when the public cannot view this stuff, Congress doesn't necessarily have to act to remedy the problems if the public is not aware. For example, Obama said, hands off Head Start, and yet it has a 40-year track record of failure.
Yeah, the Congressional Research Service is the service for Congress, and it's run through the Library of Congress. If you go to LOC.gov, you can probably access the Congressional Research Service. There are a lot of reports that are already online.
Well, and they should be available to the public.
We'll get a request, and if it's by internet, we can give the exact link to the report. But there's no reason why those reports should not be put online. It could be, some of the older reports haven't yet been I don't know what the technology word would be used, or have not been made available, but there's nothing really secret in those.
Thank you, EJ. Appreciate your call. We got to fly here. What about President Obama shuffling that security personnel? I mean, Gates and Leon Panetta and David Petraeus, there's a big shakeup going on. What's the story behind that?
Well, kind of disappointed Petraeus didn't run for president.
I mean, well, maybe they're trying to hide him in the CIA and get him away from.
You know, you keep your friends closer, and you keep people who could run against you even closer.
Yeah,
that's what he did with Huntsman when he was appointed him to be ambassador to China. Leon Panetta has done a pretty good job as CIA. He's a former member of Congress, and in a sense that helps because he knows the sensitivity between the two branches and what Congress should know and should not know, because sometimes people talk too much. But he's widely respected. He's had very few controversies, which is good. Nowadays in government,
yeah,
if talks about you, you're doing a good job.
We're plumb out of time. Are you going to be in town for a speech today?
Yeah, we're all over the place, and it's our district work week, and going to be at it's a fundraiser event.
Okay,
Francesco's at noon, but been all over the place. In fact, I'm trying to find a way that I can cut my grass.
And that happy note, Don Manzullo, all the best to you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
WNTA.